Help our network grow by pledging to our Patreon. From now until the end of the year, we are asking our listeners to donate a minimum of $1. In order to keep the network alive, we need to hit 100 subscribers before the end. So help us keep the lights on by heading over to www.patreon.com/RainmanDigital. Check out the podcast description of this episode for details.
That is kind of morbid. I think I need to rewrite that.
Yeah.
The end.
Before the end, we're all going to die. We live off of morsels that we purchase with the money you send us. Five of you.
They have this chained up. If we don't get to 100, they will not release us.
Yeah. We are writing to you via a transcriber because we are cuffed and bound. We cannot move. Please help us.
Would you care to step outside?
We did it to the
Superman.
I'm sorry.
Who are you?
The lasso of Hastia compels me to reveal the truth.
I'm Batman.
Warning, DC and RMD contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Awesome.
Oh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
You have failed this city.
What is up, guys? Welcome. You are listening to DC on RMD Arrow Edition on Rain Man Digital. You guys can find us on demand through your favorite podcast provider, Stitcher, iTunes, Spotify. Remember when you get there to subscribe, rate, and review the shows. It helps those shows out a lot and helps us in general. Hello, guys. I am your host, Ryan Denton, and in the studio with me today is Bobby Doherty.
Hello.
And Angelica Dawn.
Hi.
Did you guys like my enthusiasm?
I was so scared.
I wanted to be a little bit more, you know, enthusiastic. We're back. For Arrow, the final season, you know, I wanted to.
We only have 10 left.
We only have 10 left. See, I wanted to. Yeah, see, it's okay to be a little.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
We get to Christmas.
I didn't forget that it's over. I just forgot that it's only 10.
It's so short.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh.
It's not the first time I've heard that. Now. Today, we will be breaking down and discussing.
You notice, like, two of your best friends don't respond.
I know, that's exactly why. That's why I say them, because I know you guys aren't going to say anything.
If one of us, like, said, like, yeah, we know, it'd just be awkward.
It'd be super weird, right?
Yeah. One of these days.
Just going to throw it out there. My dick? I'm confused.
No.
We're both going to know it's short.
Gross. Gross. No.
Yuckers.
Yikes. We'll be breaking down and discussing Arrow Season 8, Episode 1, Starling City. Angelica, give us a synopsis.
At first, you're like, what the fuck is happening? And then you're like, oh, he's on a different world. And then, you know, you're like pleased as punch as things unfold that we've always wanted to happen. So thanks for the fan service. And that's what happened this episode.
At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
Yeah. Oh my- Absolutely. Because, you know, like...
I really needed Oliver Queen by my side.
Yeah. Okay.
Keep going.
No, Ryan called it gay.
I said okay. I didn't say it was gay.
Oh.
Wow.
Whatever. I hear what I want.
All right, dude. Okay, dude.
Okay, dude.
I keep hearing it.
I said okay.
Okay.
I'm saying meow.
Meow.
Meow. What's so damn funny, meow? This one was directed by James Bamford and written by Ben Schwartz and Mark.
Ben? Did she go trans?
I saw Ben. I know.
I was like, oh, okay.
and you didn't say gay.
Yep.
We're just making switches here.
Beth Schwartz, excuse me, and Mark Guggenheim.
Maybe in this earth.
Marquise.
Maybe in this earth it's Ben Schwartz.
Marcoletta Guggenheim. Yeah, there we go.
Marsha,
yeah, I could have used Marsha. Whatever, dude.
I'm scared. I hope that these are the writers that are continuing to write the next episodes, and they're not going to throw some bullshit our way.
Some rando Calrissians in there.
Yeah,
this is my first time writing for a show.
A final season, 9 episodes left. Woo!
I'm so happy to get my name on the Arrow show.
This is my first IMDb credit.
So.
Oh, no.
Do you guys have a feeling that we're just going to be off the wall for all 10 of these episodes?
I have a feeling we're going to be very jaded and we're going to be completely goofy the whole time.
No.
Is that bad?
I'm taking this very seriously.
Yeah, you really are.
Very serious.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay,
I am not intoxicated at all for any of these episodes. Probably.
So
yeah, don't make promises.
Let's start off right off the beginning of the episode. I was kind of confused. Were you guys confused like with the first like maybe 5 minutes?
Yeah, I literally text Bob, what the fuck is happening?
Right. I didn't text Bob, but that's what I was thinking the whole time. I was like, what? I'm so confused right now. I know. But then there's like, why is there a Batman cowl on the I am so fucking confused. What is going on? It was weird.
I think they're doing exactly kind of like what I know me and Angelica have talked about a lot is just fan service us and give us everything that we've ever wanted and more.
And that I think you're right.
And that we've rumored for or wanted and just thought it was going to happen. And they're just going that route.
Does that make you angry?
No, because I think this is the time to go balls out. Like, what are you going to do? Fucking cancel us?
Well, I think so, too. But I don't mind fan service. Let me preface myself. I don't mind fan service, but I also, if this is our final season and we've got 9 episodes left, I also don't want to get smacked with fan service the entire episode. You have to have some type of story leading up towards, obviously, Crisis. So I don't mind the fan service that was in this episode. I thought it was okay. But at first, like when the first he's on Leanne, you again and all that, I was so confused off the rip. I'm like, I don't remember any of this happening at the end of, you know, last season. It just really kind of threw me off. And then I was like, did they travel in time? Did he go back in time? I think it was smart how they played it and how they kind of let you know what was going on with the way they did it. But man, I was really confused. I haven't been this confused in a while. And I mean, no one's accusing me of being smart, but at the same time, I was like, what? I am so confused. I think just through the whole episode, until we kind of found out that he was on what Earth? Is that Earth 2?
That's a Earth different Earth.
It's, yeah, it was Earth 2 or Earth 3? Which one is Black Siren from? He's from Earth 2, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah, I don't know. I don't remember if they specified what Earth. I know they did it on Flash, but not. In Arrow.
Yeah, at some point I know
in Arrow, you don't have to keep track of it. It's another Earth.
Yeah, we just know it's not the one with Black Siren because it was a good canary.
Are you sure? I thought that was Black Siren.
It is. It is Black Siren.
Yeah, she said that's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure it was Black Siren.
My bad. It is. Then it's Earth 3.
So it's Earth, okay.
Way to fuck up, Bob. But yeah, whatever. It is Black Siren.
Hey, I'm starting off strong.
Yeah, I mean, he...
Coming in solid.
He hasn't speculated yet, so we'll see where that goes. Let me ask you guys this, and I know we talked about member berries a little bit, but was this a good member berry? Was this a good, you know, first episode, like kind of breach right into member berries? Is it good to do that, or is it set you an expectation for the rest of the season?
No. Doesn't set an expectation. It's the start of the season. It's the start of it's the start of this adventure. It's there's nothing wrong with it. It's fine.
So you're okay with them?
Yes. Did you hear my synopsis? I didn't go at the very beginning and then describe what happened.
I've heard you do good synopsis and then say you hated something. So
that's
true. The hate train has come out before out of nowhere.
But we're in the last 10. We're pulling no punches now.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares? What are we gonna get canceled?
Yes.
Are we?
I'm pretty sure we're done after
canceled?
10.
No, that was the whole point. It was a joke.
I know.
Okay.
We're not going to do 70,000 recap shows.
You sure you don't want to go back and watch season one?
No. All right, I was very happy. I kind of wanted them to put a shitty wig on him for the recap.
They should have put that on the arrow or with the arrow through it.
Right?
Just an arrow through the shitty long-haired wig. Oh, my God.
This fucking puns for days.
Yeah.
That would have been fucking amazing. Everyone would have been like, is that a scalp? What is that?
I
think you're right,
shit.
Angelica.
It's a piece of shit wig.
I didn't mind the member berries. I thought they were, you know, they made sense for what we were doing.
Right.
And I think it also brought back a lot of cool memories of the first season. Mm-hmm. And I was okay with that. I think, you know, the best part of this episode, at least in my mind, was when Diggle showed up.
Yeah.
And I mean that not because it's Diggle, because we all love Diggle, but that it was our Diggle.
Say his name one more time.
Diggle.
Yeah. He going to appear?
Yeah, if I say it three times, does he just show up?
If you download his app, probably.
God damn it. That didn't take long for that to come out.
Oh, that was good.
That's what she said.
$4.99 a month, you can get all the diggle you want.
Oh my God. That's a lot of diggle.
Diggle.com.
Diggle.com.
Let's just hang on. Because, like, one of us has to get this stupid app just because.
I almost did it just for content reasons, but I couldn't pull the picture of being a member of a giant black man's, like, basically Patreon page.
It is. It's his own personal Patreon. All the funds go to him personally. But what's on there mostly is it like not safe for work photos and things like that.
Maybe he's doing lewd sets in his Spartan costume.
Yeah.
Where like he's got the jacket on but no shirt underneath.
He's just wearing the helmet.
Yeah. Where's the helmet at?
On
his wing. It's a bold strategy. I just never thought I didn't know that that's the route that celebrities were going now, is basically what my cosplay friends would do, which is go to conventions and sign stuff and then fucking your own Patreon.
Hey, I mean, look, I can't be upset at the guy for hustling, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's making money from that. There's got to be people that are like, oh, my God, I've got to get on that.
Or at least someone subscribing one time just to be like, what the fuck is this?
I'm just curious. Like, I'm kind of curious what's on it, too. Like,
it looks like if you downloaded the app, didn't pay for it. It's got like the Patreon locks over it, but it looks just like Instagram.
Interesting. So maybe it's like he got rid of Instagram and he's got his own personal Instagram now.
Is this like a private snap?
Yeah.
Just like other foreign girls.
Yeah. Do? Yeah. I'm telling you, dude, there's lewd photos of him in the Spartan costume. I'm calling it. Has to be.
Can't wait till that fappening leak happens.
Just a big old dong, big old diggle. Angelica's like, oh my God, I hope it happens.
I just want to know if that's what it is. What if it's like, what if it's weird? What if it's just him like eating burritos and stuff?
Oh my God.
Well, have you watched his Instagram?
No.
Like videos where he's trying to do Spanish and his wife or whoever it is like, what do you call a skyscraper? And he's like, El Scrapo de Tirio, or, you know, makes up some random word.
What the hell?
Yeah. That's what he's been doing on Instagram. So I'm basically thinking we get Diggle, Spanish by Diggle on his $4.99 app.
Oh my God, yes.
It's $4.99
a month, yes.
Learn Spanish.
I love
Diggle,
but I'm not sure I'd pay $4.99 for Diggle.
It's $4.99 to download the app, and then you have to pay extra for different things to unlock on the app.
Are people buying this?
I don't know. He's probably got more downloads than us.
All right, fair enough. back to the episode.
Sorry.
We went on a fucking ridiculous tangent on Diggle there.
Come on. You can't release an app all like centric around you. Like if you came out with like the Flues app and it was all about you, me and Angelica would do a whole show making fun of you. So absolutely. We can do
it. That's why I would never do it.
It would be so bad. But I think this year I should focus not on hate trains, but derail trains. So that's my plan this season.
Great. I can't. Well, at least I only got
nine. It's a completely different trail to train.
Yes.
I got nine more episodes of that. Fantastic.
Hooray.
Fuck. Regardless, I did like how he showed up. I like how they gave a nod back to season one with, you know, Oliver escaping out of the car.
And that was cute.
That was cool, right? And it made sense for Diggle to show up. I mean, Diggle's pretty fucking smart. And for him to show up on that Earth and figure out that, you know, I just thought that was really cool how they did that.
Yeah, it does make sense. Do you want to know why? Because he's not there in the future.
Very, very, very
astute. Man, is Diggle going to die?
No, don't say that.
Well, you warned him.
Not. That's true. He did warn him. He did warn him. Damn it. Why God bring me down?
I'm not bringing you down. I'm sorry. How did you not put that together?
I mean, I did, but I just kind of let it breeze over. I mean,
it's like one of those things. Nobody wants to say it out loud.
Yeah. It's like, I've already come to terms with Oliver dying. Don't make me come to terms with Diggle dying too. Fuck.
Yep. Oop. There it is.
Well, you know, we talked about characters coming back. Mm. How hyped were you for Tommy to actually be the Dark Archer?
Yes. It was pretty dope.
Yes. Yes.
Very cool. I liked all the role changes, honestly, with other characters on Earth 3. I think, you know, having Dinah be a bad guy and Renee being bad guys was cool. Curtis, which he wasn't even in the episode, but he was technically in the episode. I just liked all the role reversals that they had. They all fit the characters if they went a different route.
Everyone looked like they were having such fun, too.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like they were enjoying playing a different version of themselves. Mm-hmm. I think it makes sense, too. If you look at the characters and the routes they went, if they made a different choice, like if Renee made a different choice than trying to be a vigilante, he would have went down that route. Same thing with Dinah. I think it was very cool how they did that. Same thing with Tommy. I mean, with Thea dying, it makes sense for him to go that route, right?
The only person I felt a little like I didn't really fully believe it was Renee, because he was like, sorry if I hurt you. I was like, what the fuck?
Hey, sometimes, you know, you got to be a little sensitive.
No, no one else was thrown off by that.
Not really.
Really? Okay. Why would he be sorry?
The one I was thrown off by was Malcolm. That was the one that threw me off. Because
I meant performance wise.
Oh. I thought you meant.
Not like thrown off character. Like okay, because yeah. He was a bad guy. No, I felt thrown off like I didn't believe him as a bad guy because of that line of like, sorry if I hurt you to Ollie. And I was like, fucking roughing him up. Like, why would you say
I'm
that?
Sorry I'm punching you in the face. I'm sorry I'm punching
you. He like threw a face, bucket man. Of water on him, was like, sorry if I hurt you. And I'm like, why is that? Did we not have a line that we could give him? Like, do we have to give him a line just to have him be there? We get it. He doesn't have to talk this episode.
Maybe he did. I don't know. Maybe his contract said he had to say that one line.
I have a three-word minimum.
Then just be like, I hate you, or something like that, and have
him. Why would
away.
He hate him? He doesn't even know him.
You drown, Aquaman.
Yeah. Something, anything other than that.
I don't know. The one that threw me off character, like, change-wise was Malcolm, just because we're so used to seeing him as...
A shiesty
bad guy, and then all of a sudden he's a super nice, kind of a sissy.
Yeah,
it was just weird.
He's a little puss. It's okay.
Yeah, he's a puss.
Well, that's what happens when you're not trained by the league.
So, under the assumption that Tommy was trained by the league then?
Yes,
because they never even said that.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume whoever takes the Dark Archer mantle is the one that traveled that path.
So then, are we also under the assumption that? What's his face? That was the hood. Was trained by the league as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Honestly,
if we talk about it, that's the one that threw me off, because I don't know, like, his acting style doesn't fit for like a Green Arrow. It seemed like more of that. Chase was just like a weird, dumb vigilante.
He seemed like someone who he was playing Prometheus, but not playing Prometheus at the same time. Does that make sense? He was playing a guy that is Prometheus, but has morals. I don't know. It was just really weird. I would say that one was really his acting style of him being like a hard ass didn't really make much sense. But then you go back and think about Oliver and how he was when he was the hood. He was kind of a hard ass the same way.
But I think it's because he's such a mysterious character to us. So that's why we're just like, what's happening here? Like, we don't really know him anyway, you know?
That's
so
true. I think
that's why it's harder to believe, because we only see him as like this fucking bad man.
Yeah, psycho, right? That's the last time we saw him, was him being a complete psychopath. So who knows? I'm just throwing things out there that we know about the characters and you know, the role reversals and everything.
Honestly, I don't care what they did. It was probably the best Arrow episode we had since he got out of prison.
I wouldn't disagree with you on that at all. Guys, help our network grow by pledging to our Patreon. From now until the end of the year, we are asking our listeners to donate a minimum of $1. In order to keep the network alive, we need to hit 100 subscribers before the end. So help us keep the lights on by heading over to www.patreon.com/RainManDiggle.
It is a fourth of what it costs to follow Diggle.
A fourth?
Almost a fit.
I mean, you're not going to get very many loot shots of like me in a Diggle helmet, but who knows? We might get there. I mean,
for $1, you can get Ryan in a Diggle helmet.
I might have a helmet on my helmet. You know what that means? No.
And Shelly's puking right now. She'll be back.
she muted her mic and went puke.
Oh, I did. Sorry. I had to go throw up. I didn't want you to hear it.
You know, in some cultures, they only eat vomit. I read it.
Whatever.
In a book.
Get out. I hate him so much.
Anyways, all right. Let's talk about the new costumes. We have a new Arrow suit. We have a new Black Canary suit. And we have a new Diggle suit.
I dig the look of the new Canary.
I do too, right? It looked super cool.
It looks super cool. You know, the colors of a freaking canary.
Well, just like her. Stupid. Because I'm going to have a whole thing on colors when we get to the next suit. But anyway. But she, like, I like that suit the best.
It looks.
And I don't know if it has to do with the wet look in her hair or whatever else was going on. But it was by far.
It made it look like she, because the problem with the other suit is black is so slimming. And she is already so slim that we need you to be a little bit like
accent color
bigger, like a bigger like threat and to look a little bit more bulk. And the shape of the suit, the colors of it gave her that, like, think of animals in the wild. That bright yellow is like a way to be like, don't fuck with me.
It's a poisonous. Caution. Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was a good little attachment to it. And then, or not attachment, but flair for the costume. And then just the fact that there was like more padding there too.
I think she needs 23 pieces of flair. Isn't that the minimum?
grounded.
I agree. I think the yellow piping on the suit made it added to the suit. And like you said, Angelica, Katie Cassidy is a very slim girl anyways. So adding a little, color or accent color to it makes it look a little bit more like a super suit. I mean, I know we don't use the word super suit, but it makes it look like a better costume. I actually liked the updates they did to the Arrow suit. I thought it looked very much Green Arrow.
I didn't notice shit. What happened?
Yeah, they changed the hood. They changed.
I thought it was just season one. I thought maybe every episode we were going to go through whatever season suit he was wearing.
No, if you look at it, it's completely, because he wore the hoodie and shit in season one.
Yeah.
Like the ragged one. This was actually, they changed like the paneling on the front of it and the hood.
Okay.
It's small change, nothing crazy, but it sit correctly. If that makes sense. I know that sounds dumb to say, but the hood and everything, I always had a weird.
We talk about like the ending of what's going on.
It's a new suit. Where did he get the new suit from?
Cisco made it.
When?
I don't know.
Tuesday?
Cisco made a freaking breach thing for Diggle out of nowhere. So, right? No?
Yeah.
Plot holes. All right.
I'm not worried about where they're getting toys.
Use your head, Cannon.
It'd be different if he went into the bunker and stole the shit.
That's true.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, I can't use my bow anymore.
Now, can we talk about Diggle for a second?
And always.
All they did was change the color of the visor and change the like the stripes on the jacket.
To what color?
To green.
I don't know if you noticed this, if either of you noticed this, or I'm making up my own headcanon.
Uh-oh.
But the laser in his gun was also green.
Yes,
and when
it was.
When he was aiming the gun, it looked like the Green Lantern ring.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
That's exciting.
I didn't even think about that because it's a green laser. I mean,
it's a green sight, but like, if you think about the way he holds his gun and how like Green Lantern uses his ring, usually like one hand is there and he's putting it out in the fist, and it looked like there was certain scenes where I was just like, holy shit, they're foreshadowing him getting the Lantern ring.
All I've ever wanted.
Like, they have to do it, right? Like, why else would you give him like these green accents?
Yeah, what was the whole thought on that, giving him green accents? I was a little like, he had the green LED in his helmet, right?
Uh-huh.
He had the green
sight.
He had
and the green paneling and on the jacket. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think it's a subtle like foreshadowing tool of him getting the ring at some time. Maybe that's why he dies too, because he gets the ring and he dies. And of course somebody else has to take over the realm of the earth.
Can I ask you guys another question? This is another one that kind of threw me off. Clearly obviously the suit was the green, but did you guys notice when Oliver first went into Black Canary's bunker, there were multiple suits hanging up on the...
Okay, I was trying to figure out what the fuck was going on back there.
Because obviously Renee and Dinah are not on the team. They're bad guys. So... whose suits were those?
I'm going to see if anybody's done the Google sleuth.
Someone has to have. I that was the one thing that I was really like weirded out, not weirded out by, but just really curious about, because whose suits would those be? I think you're right though, Bob. I think that is a very large foreshadow for Diggle. They have to do it for Crisis. I mean, they're pulling out all the stops for this fucking thing.
And
right?
they've already made the mention of like, oh, it's weird to see you without your ring.
They've said it. Right? They've said it.
You know, on other Earths.
Just give it to me. God damn it.
But it's not just a ring for his finger. It's a...
Why?
Why not? What if he shoots lasers out of his ding?
I don't think that's how the Green Lantern ring works.
Out of his peener.
Nope. For sure, no.
I have a lot of will in my peener.
Listen,
it might work.
You can write your own weird fan fiction, shoot it out of your peener.
You'll have plenty of time after the first year. Yeah.
I'm just saying, dude, like, there's a lot of will down there. I feel like I could totally use the Green Lantern ring on my
Is that his name?
I call him Will, yeah.
Oh, the guy down there.
Will Power. Stupid. Anyways.
But then, okay, so the other one that showed up that I forgot to mention is that we get to see new Deathstroke suits for that gang.
Yeah, I mean, they're obviously not purists. They have both eyeballs. These dumbasses.
If you're going to go through it.
You got to have one eyeball missing.
You're going to be part of this gang. You're going to stab you in the eye.
All right. So the initiation to this gang is I'm going to rip your eyeball out of your fucking head.
Yeah, why not?
Don't be a pussy.
Think of Assassin's Creed when they used to cut off their fingers.
Yeah, one finger, right?
Yeah.
To get the blade, the hidden blade.
Yeah.
Sacrifices. Bunch of fucking amateurs, dude.
Think of all the cool eye patches they would have, too.
Yeah.
How hardcore is your gang?
We rip each other's eyeballs out.
What if you rip out the wrong one? Right side.
I don't know. I mean, the Diggle Jr.'s brother's suit looked pretty fucking badass. I was totally digging that. That looked cool. I also liked how he put the mask on and his voice just instantly changed.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Got a voice changer in it. Hey, I'm a fucking badass now.
Yeah. That's how masks work with voice changers in them. It wouldn't just be, yeah, duh, Ryan. It wouldn't just be his voice had the changer in front of it.
Cool. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I will say this, okay? I know we were pretty hard on the future, you know, flash forwards last year. I actually didn't mind this. It didn't bug me. I didn't think it was bad. I thought the action scenes were pretty good. Overall,
Angelica, what was your favorite part of the action scenes?
Oh, the ollie on ollie action. I mean, the arrow action. I mean, the
team, the future Young Justice team.
When fucking her shoe, Mia's shoe went flying off because she got flipped over so hard.
Oh,
and I was so excited because Bob was like, don't worry, she gets her ass beat. And then it happened and her fucking shoe flies off. That's how hard she got beat up. It was fantastic.
Straight up choke slammed into that fucking table, and I about laughed my ass off.
But you think about it, like, remember our biggest complaint last year was that you're putting this 90 to 105 pound girl that doesn't get her ass kicked at all.
No, and she just whoops everyone's ass.
And she's just whooping like everybody's ass. And then the first time she gets in a fight that we see her this season, her shoe goes fucking flying across.
She gets smoked.
And I was just like, that's what we want is like, if we were going to base this stuff in reality, and I think that's why like things like Atomic Blonde and some of those work a lot better, is that they got their ass kicked the whole fucking time. You know, they might come out on top at the end.
Yep.
But you got to be able to expect when they're taking a punch from a dude. Again, I'm not fighting in a heavyweight UFC fight because there's weight classes and I'm going to get my ass kicked.
To get murdered.
Yes. And so.
Squished.
Yes. And it was so nice to see that. And it was just one of those things. It's like, oh, this is better because don't make people just, you know, unbeatable for whatever reason.
I think that's
because Oliver and nobody else has been that way.
Yeah. I think that we have a problem with that when it's unrealistic. Obviously, we think Oliver could pretty much kick anyone's ass because it's Oliver, right? We've seen him do it.
But we've seen him get his ass handed to him.
Exactly. We've seen him get stabbed and fall off a fucking mountain. So But I can believe Diggle or Oliver doing that because we've seen him get his ass kicked, but we've also seen him pretty much 96% of the time beat the shit out of everyone that he's ever faced. So I didn't dislike them. I actually kind of was okay with the flash forwards. I think they, I don't know where they're going with it. But I was okay with it. I still, the only thing that bugs me is that when Mia puts on the fucking quiver, and there was one point where she bent over and I thought all the arrows were going to come flying out of it.
hold on, guys. Stop fighting. I got to put these back in.
I got to pick my arrows up. Dude, she bent over and it was literally angled straight down and none of the arrows came out and it threw me off. I was like, wait, what?
Well, there's like a little with the arrows. They're kind of like stuffed into something that keeps them in there for when you're moving.
I know. I was just, it just threw me off because I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Well, I had that same thought. Hold on, guys. I got to pick these up. But I
feel like you should be concerned because that moment where she was just like, we're doing it my way now. I was like, that was a little fuck. Great. Now we're back to this. Can't wait to see you annoy the crap out of me the rest of the season because we have to do it your way, you snotty little child. And then I just went back and rewound it to the part where she got flipped over.
We just need to make a gif of her fucking falling. Shoe and her fall.
Dear internet, if you could please just make a gif of that, that would be great. And then every day,
happy moment.
Yeah, every day when I'm like, today sucks. And I'll be like, you know what? It doesn't because Mia smoked. Got her ass handed to her. Finally.
Her fucking shoe just flying.
I did like when Diggle Jr. there cut the arrow. That was a cool shot.
That was super sick. It's completely straight from Deadpool.
Well, we know nothing's original no matter
nothing
what.
Nothing is, yeah.
I mean, we should have known that when we had this quasi-snap there at the end.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what to even say about that. I mean,
is this season just going to be him jumping Earth, trying to put together the pieces until his final leap is home?
Yeah.
We got Quantum Leap this year.
We got
Back to the Future.
We got Quantum Leap. We have a little bit of Bill and Ted's that he's just jumping around, interacting with a bunch of people, trying to figure out how to do his project, not knowing what's going on.
Oh,
the monitor's George Carlin.
That's how we would get like goatee arrow.
Do you think that's how we're going to run into like Robin Hood gay booties arrow?
I hope so. God, I hope so.
I'm okay with it. Like, I mean, just give me what I want. Let me see it finally.
Oh, no, I'm perfectly fine with this because this means that there is not going to be a really a long running story and everything that they're going to do is surrounding Oliver and Diggle.
Yeah, it's going to be just them, which I think we wanted anyways, right?
Yes.
All right. With that, guys, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to talk about our final thoughts, and we are going to score this episode of Arrow. With that, we'll be right back.
Hey, DC comic fans, want to learn more about Batwoman? Check out Batwoman Volume 1, The Many Arms of Death. Fresh from her adventures in Detective Comics, Catherine Kane returns with her own DC Rebirth title and an intriguing new mystery to solve in Batwoman Volume 1, The Many Arms of Death. Check out the podcast description of this episode for details.
Hey, DC on RMD listeners, if you love our shows, please share with your friends and review. With every share and review, you help our show climb those charts. Wherever you listen, whether it be Spotify, Stitcher, or Google Play, remember to share those links each and every episode.
The Rain Man Show.
The Rain Man Show.
You're not embarrassed because you don't remember if you didn't. Okay.
I didn't pull my dick out.
Are you sure? If you only remember 30%, how do you know that?
The 30% I remember is not whipping my dick out.
How do you know that during that 70%?
That's the 30 I remember. I didn't whip my dick out.
I remember 30% of the night, and that was the entire time she claims we did something.
Yeah.
Open and shut case.
Okay, so
there's... Ryan, there's 70% that you don't remember.
But I remember not whipping my dick out. That's 100%.
There's 70% you don't remember.
30% of what I remember...
The other part in which you might have whipped it out.
30% of what I remember is 100% I didn't pull my dick out.
That is the worst. To Mike's point, though, in 9 months, you get a text message saying it's yours. You change that phone number.
Well, obviously, dude, I'm getting a brand new phone number.
He's like, it's your baby.
I'm going to be like, no, it's not.
It's your baby, Ryan. I know you.
I don't come.
I know you ain't your mama.
I don't come.
If she could pick your dick out of a lineup, though, then you would know that you pulled it.
I swear to God, I'm naming him after his great-great-grandfather, Tyrone. He could be Tyrone Denton. He told me everything the night we talked.
Is my dick black? Have I not seen my dick in a while? My dick got black somehow. I don't.
Don't you deny me!
Oh my God, the baby
you
looks.
You might boo!
Oh my God.
I was sending you messages. And they said delivered. I know you have an iOS device. I have an iOS device. You're ignoring me.
You'd be fucked.
This is fucked up, dude.
But I followed you on Facebook.
For more Rain Man, visit RainManShow.com. You have failed this city.
All right, guys, we're back, and we're going to jump right into our final thoughts of the episode, and then we are going to rate with our new Rain Man digital scores. Angelica, why don't you go first for us?
Why?
Because you're the one that's going first. Enjoy.
Alphabet a quarter.
Yep. You go first.
I don't want to, but I guess... I guess it's a 84.
Okay.
I was expecting to sit on my phone the whole time, as per usual, because of the last few seasons. And I was just like, everyone shut the fuck up. Let me just put this down. You're going to go on the charger over here and we're going to actually watch this episode.
Yeah. The text message just slowed down once this thing started.
Oh, I had to pause it every time I text you.
Okay.
So intriguing because of like... wasn't really sure what was going on at first. Thea not being there was like, oh, that's like, why are they doing this? So another point for me to be intrigued. Fight scene with the Green Arrow on Green Arrow action was just like, I actually rewound it so I could watch it because they were choreographed wise, like so evenly matched. Like it was just beautiful to watch. It was like a dance. So fight scenes, again, fantastic.
And it was shot so well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was shot super well. And so story-wise, and then I'm a really big fan of, like, Dark Tommy. I'm bummed that he, like, turned into ash, essentially, and is gone now. Because I was like, I hope he hops through with them. And then we just get a bunch of that. But unfortunately, we won't. So, all in all, pretty good episode, and it kept me intrigued.
Okay, I tend to agree. I'm going to give this. So, I was a little on the edge with this one, just because I wasn't sure. Bob and I had a conversation about like, was this good because it was good, or was it good because of the member berries? And I think it was a little bit of both. I'm going to give this an 80. So definitely a thumbs up for me. I thought the same thing with Angelica. I thought the fight choreography was with Diggle air quotes versus Diggle or, Oliver versus air quotes, Oliver or Hood versus Hood was really cool. They got a lot of his standard moves in there, but it felt like they were, like Angelica said, evenly matched. I enjoyed all of the role reversals as far as characters playing different characters and just kind of keeping the first act of the story a little, you know, secretive, and we weren't kind of sure what was going on. At first I was kind of confused, but then when we kind of figured it out, I was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool. I like that Oliver let Diggle in. I know we talk a lot about on our CW shows that, you know, our characters don't tell the truth. They don't, let people know what's going on until it's too late. And I think it was cool that Oliver let Diggle in, even though he knew he wasn't going to talk him out of it. This week I definitely enjoyed, honestly, I enjoyed the flash forward. I thought it was okay. It didn't bug me. I didn't, you know, roll my eyes. I think last season we, you know, I can speak for all of us when I say we rolled our eyes a lot with those. And this one actually made a lot of sense. So yeah, I'm going to give this one an 80. I enjoyed the episode. I think we've got 9 left. I think if we are going to do the whole Quantum Leap focus on Diggle and Oliver, I'm in. So what do you think, Bob?
By far out of the 4 shows, is that all I'm on right now? Yeah. the four DC on CW shows, this is the most solid premiere, whether it was the member berries or not. It hit everything that it needed to make me excited about a season coming forward. That it didn't, you know, run into some old, you know, trope or, you know, something that we could see coming, or it was just a really solid story. Again, it just, when you're sitting there, like Angelica said at the beginning, and you're just like, I don't know what's going on. I'm so confused. Mm-hmm. Why is Batman's cowl there? Like, okay, we're obviously not, where are we? Why is this doing this? Oh, wait, there's no bad wig. You know, and then just him getting back and them just being a lot of like throwback lines that reminded me of that first season of everything that was so good about the show. I mean, we didn't even talk about his mom really and just her acting job in general.
Oh, it was so good to see her.
Yeah, and you're just like, I miss that character and what it meant to Oliver, and seeing Oliver like basically see these people one last time for them to have it taken away. And I know that not up to speed on all the DC characters when it comes to like 17 iterations of them, but they cast another Adam, you know, whatever the next Adam is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's an Asian doctor or something.
Oh, great.
I think that's really from the comic book, too. But when we're going for the Dorf Star, I was like, I wonder if we're going to run into him for the first time.
Right.
You know, just the stuff that I know about what's coming in the crossover, I'm watching, especially this, because it's more based around what's going on in the crossover, like more alertly. And again, they didn't do anything to just like make me want to go, oh my God, this is horrible, or, you know, text you guys and go, hey, just to warn you, just get through it. You know,
right,
we'll figure right. it out when we go on the air.
Yeah.
You know, because there has been episodes like that to where yeah. we're just like, I don't know what we're going to talk about, but we'll make some shit up.
And
the new costumes, I hope I'm not looking too much into it, but it really looked like the foreshadowing of Diggle getting the Green Lantern ring.
Yeah.
Because there was just way too much there. And like I said, especially when he pointed the gun and I was just like, it looks like it's coming out of his hand, like the ring. I'm like, I hope they did that on purpose. I hope they're smart enough to do that on purpose.
They absolutely did. Because like, I saw it too, and I was like, oh, yeah. It's
so hard to think that they didn't.
Yeah. If that was an oopsie, it's like, oh, congratulations. Yeah, I'm going to give it probably an 85 also.
Okay.
I want to say it was up there. Just, you know what? And we all fall into that. Maybe 4 weeks from now, I'll be like, that member berry shit was shit. But
yeah.
For what I wanted, what I needed out of a season premiere of a finale of a show we've had so much vested in, it gave us everything we wanted.
Yeah, I totally agree. Totally agree. All right, guys. With that is going to do it for today's DC on R&B Arrow edition. Remember, you can always catch any past and future DC on R&B episodes on DCOnRMD.com. Be sure to follow us on our social medias. And with that, guys, rate and review, and we will see you next week.
Yay!
Bye-bye!
Bye!
Mother of God! Would you look at the time? When you came here, you had an hour!